Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast, Never Give Up and Always Surrender, where I reveal the three master keys of happiness and fulfillment. Well, not only three, but three top keys of happiness and fulfillment. Number one being the divine fact that it does not matter what traumatic thing you have experienced in your life, your past does not have to create your future, because the past has nothing to do with your ability now to feel happy, regardless of the past. You have the power and freedom to be happy now, regardless of your present or past experiences, by thinking fresh, new thoughts about what you want, love, and appreciate, rather than banging the drum of what you don't like and don't want. The second key is letting go of the agreements we have made to make other people responsible for our happiness and making ourselves responsible for theirs. And the third and final key is your happiness and fulfillment is your ability to surrender to your natural state of love, appreciation, abundance, health, and wealth. And just allow the universe to rain down upon you all of the blessings you have asked for without getting in your own way and blocking the flow of abundance with your own stinking thinking. So I hope you enjoy my video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you get something from this video, please share it with your friends. Come check out the amazing array of support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious creator of reality at my website at zakaran.com. And go get yourself a free copy of my book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Never give up and always surrender. Now, the title of this video, of course, is like a takeoff from the classic, hilarious movie Galaxy Quest, where Captain Taggart, I believe was his name, says, never give up, never surrender. And, of course, I've always said that so often and often. But in this case, it's never give up, but always surrender. The other subtitle of this is Three Master Keys of Success, Happiness, Abundance, and Fulfillment. Now, nothing has ever happened in your life has anything to do with you now, unless in my now I continue to think and speak about it. Fresh new thoughts today will always give me a fresh new experience. Now, that's a quote from Abraham. Nothing that has ever happened in the past has anything to do with your now, unless you continue to think and speak about it. The past does not equal my present or my future. Or in the immortal words of 7 of 9, tertiary adjunct of Unimatrix 01 of Star Trek Voyager, the past is irrelevant. Current situations in your current life may exist because of your past thinking, but your past thinking, past situations, and even current situations do not have to determine how you will think and feel now. Every day you are given a completely brand new day, a completely fresh start, a fresh perspective, if you choose to have a fresh perspective, that is, rather than rehashing your old perspective over and over again. Every day you wake up after spending an entire night disconnected from the world and completely connected to Source, who always has a fresh perspective and never rehashes the past. Source, God, all it is, never ever even thinks about the past. So every morning you are given the opportunity to start again fresh and create whatever perspective you desire. Whatever annoyed you yesterday, you have the choice to start again and focus on what you do want rather than what you don't want. As an awakened master who understands the human condition and humanity's penchant for believing that they are anything lesser than magnificent, and my continuous desire for growth, my only annoyance in life are people who are stuck in old disempowering beliefs and patterns. People who I know all wish to create their dreams into physical reality and get past their limitations, but resist and deny these dreams because of a cavalcade of fears and limiting beliefs. But even more annoying than these stuck-in-the-mud people is annoyance at myself because I keep attracting these kinds of people, because I let myself be annoyed by these kinds of people. In other words, I'm giving away my power by making them in charge of my happiness. If I meet quote-unquote losers, I'm sad. If I meet quote-unquote winners, I'm happy. And it appears that there are a lot of losers, and a lot more losers than winners. But of course, I understand that I could be surrounded by winners every single day, 24/7, if all I did was focus on winners. But I keep letting the losers get all of my attention, and I keep letting myself get annoyed every time I encounter someone who is denying their awesome creative power. But of course, that means I am denying my own awesome creative power by focusing on the kind of people that I don't want in my life, and at the same time, I compassionately want to help disempowered people who don't recognize and acknowledge their awesome creative power. And so, of course, I attract disempowered people, but who really don't want my help to become self-empowered because they are perfectly happy in their comfortably numb existence. Whew! Oh, what a tangled web I have won. And perhaps you can relate to some degree because of whatever tangled web you have woven for yourself in your life. So how do I get out of this spider's web? Because no matter how I move, no matter which direction I go, I seem to get more and more stuck in the web. Okay, well, luckily, I have already experienced what it's like to be free from this inner drama. I know that my number one freedom key lies in my source. And my freedom lies in surrendering to my source and knowing that my source has my life all under control and is always guiding me to what I want, which is joy, freedom, fun, amazing people, abundance, riches, travel, adventure, nature, fun, and more fun. And more fun, and more adventure, and more travel, and more love, and lots of fun, sex, and more fun, and more fun. And number two, my source is always leading me to this, well, this is my knowing. This is my number two knowing that is for my freedom. I understand that my salvation always lies in me focusing on these things that I want in my life that Source has already lined up for me. My happiness lies in feeling the joyful feelings of being, doing, and having what I want rather than thinking of how I'm going to get what I want. Because part of my tangled web is the belief that I need other people to give me what I want. That is, of course, an old belief taught to me by the rest of humanity. We are not taught as children that we can create and attract anything we want. No, we are taught the opposite, which is a lie that we need other people to give us what we want. And to get what we want from other people, we must act in ways that please them so they will give us love, appreciation, sex, money, approval, respect, etc., etc. But the fact is, people don't give us what they want. Even if you please someone, say like a lover, and he or she is pleased with your actions and then gives you love and affection in return, Or another example, you are hired for a job, you do that job, and you're paid for it. In other words, we believe that everything in life is about making deals and agreements. If you give me love, I agree to give you love. You give me appreciation, respect, etc. I will give you appreciation and respect. I give you money, then you'll give me this product or service, or in the case of employment, I give you my services, and you pay me money. And it appears that everything in life is a deal, an exchange, an agreement, and the only way to get what I want is to make a deal or an agreement with another person. And if you each honor that agreement, then we're both happy. Yay! But if anyone dishonors our agreement, we get angry, withdraw love, and sever the relationship, or worse, retaliate out of vengeance. So, even though it appears that every single interaction on earth is based on agreement to exchange something, even if that price is love, in the case of marriage and relationship, etc., the real truth is you get whatever you get, based on the law of attraction, not deals and agreements. That is why, for a person who is an unconditional lover, no deals and agreements are even necessary. Marriage is the classically agreed-upon deal. There's even a contract and vows, and it's even officiated and witnessed by a religious authority and by your friends and relatives to somehow miraculously hold that agreement in stone forever and ever, to somehow magically maintain each other's happiness forever and ever and maintain that relationship, etc., etc. But as everyone knows, just agreeing to something does not set the deal in stone, because we are all free creators that cannot be held in stone and locked into agreements, because agreements do not create our realities. Our thoughts, beliefs, and desires do. And agreements, or not, it is impossible to stop yourself from desiring. We are creators who will always, naturally, always desire improvement. No matter how good our relationship is with someone, we will always desire improvement, either improvement of that relationship, or that relationship may transform into another relationship. And this is the natural order of things. This is our natural state of being as creators. People's attention wavering to other people, to other lovers, other friends, better jobs, better businesses, more wealth, more freedom, etc., is our natural state of being, to always be creating more better things and desiring and creating improvement. It is not natural, and it is actually impossible for any one person to exclusively love only one person. That's impossible. It is a ludicrous proposal, pun totally intended, that is at the basis of relationship, and especially marriage. But just making a vow and signing a contract does not and cannot ever lock you into some mythical exclusive contract of love and sex forever and ever. At the core of our being, we all love everyone equally. So even though we may agree to love only one person, or maybe a few others, more than everyone else in the universe, it is a lie. As a human, it can appear that you love one person more than others, but that is only because of your power of focus upon that person. Certainly you appreciate their beauty or handsomeness, how caring and considerate they are, how compassionate, etc. they are. You appreciate the love and affection that they shower upon you. But that does not actually prove that you love them more than anyone else, or that they love you more than anyone else. The fact is, you haven't met everyone. There is always going to be someone who has admirable, attractive qualities that your lover or friend does not have, and you will naturally be attracted to them. So give yourself a royal break that you are attracted, when you are attracted to wonderful people other than your agreed-upon mate. The fact is, as divine creators in the universe of unlimited infinite creation, there are no deals. There are no agreements. No one would ever try to lock another person in a prison, aka vow or agreement, that they must, under all circumstances, act in certain ways to ensure my happiness. That's impossible anyway, because no one can create the reality for another person. So even though we would like our agreements to love, honor, and cherish each other, to somehow miraculously ensure our happiness forever and ever, it does not and cannot, because I am the only person who creates my reality. So I am the only person that can make myself happy. And even if someone does something for me that we have agreed upon that he or she will do for me to make me happy, it is still not another person that is making me happy. I am making myself happy by appreciating the love and affection that that person is giving me. I'm just using that person as my excuse to make myself happy. I'm just using that person as my excuse to connect to my source and feel the immense love my source has for me, because that feels so amazing. If my lover or friend is showing me, showering me with love, sex, and affection, I am making myself happy by allowing myself to receive that love and appreciating that love, sex, and affection. And I'm making myself happy by allowing the love of my source to flow to me, because I am feeling good. A mistake people make is giving other people complete responsibility for that love that's really coming from their source. And if my lover takes their love and affection elsewhere and breaks our agreement to exclusively give their love, sex, and affection to me, I am the one who's making myself angry or sad or unhappy by judging their behavior. They are not hurting me in any way. I am the one hurting myself by deciding I am angry and sad and thinking about what I don't like and don't want. No one has any power over you. No one can make you happy, and no one can make you unhappy. Only your beliefs, ideas, perceptions, and judgments about their actions, the actions of another person, can make you happy or sad. Focusing on what you don't like and don't want will always make you angry, sad, and feel bad. And focusing on what you do like and do want will always make you feel happy. And when you make agreements that are impossible to keep, such as I vow to love you more than anyone else in the universe, you are setting yourself up for a world of pain and regret. You're setting yourself up for failure, because you did not come to planet Earth to get into this body to make agreements with people to ensure your happiness or to ensure theirs. You came here for the joy of creation. You are an unlimited, immortal, divine soul, and agreements are limitations. And you did not come here to limit yourself at all. You came here to experience your awesome unlimitedness, your awesome unlimited power of creation. So the only vow and agreement you should ever make is to love, honor, and cherish yourself. And then to do your best to love, honor, and cherish everyone else as much as I love myself. The only agreement that you should ever make is I will do my best to be happy and feel good and feel better and have fun and revel in my awesome joy and revel in my awesome power. I will do my best to think good feeling thoughts and focus upon what makes me feel good, and I will turn my attention away from what does not make me feel good. So the same agreement with yourself applies to every single relationship and situation in your life. Your relationship vows should be, I promise to do my best to focus on good feeling things. That means I will focus on what makes me feel good in my life. And since you are in my life, I will do my best to only focus upon those things about you that make me feel good. And I will pay no attention to things about me and things about you that make me feel bad. So that means if you're angry, sad, acting in unpleasing ways, you're just not going to see me. I'm not going to be around. I'll be off doing what makes me happy. I do not agree to be there for you in sickness and anger and revenge and powerless and helpless, etc. When you're basically not feeling good because you're focused in the opposite direction as your own desires and your own source. I will be instead, as always, focused upon what makes me feel good. So if you're feeling like shit, it's a pretty fair bet that I will be nowhere to be found. And one thing is for sure, I will be off making myself feel happy. And if it somehow makes me happy to be there for you so that you can get back on track to focusing on what makes you feel good, then I'll be around. But don't count on me to always be there for you. That's you and your source's job, not mine. And that should be your only agreement with absolutely everyone. Lovers, parents, siblings, children, coworkers, bosses, friends, etc., etc. Now, most people will not understand this agreement, so I do not recommend telling them your unconditional focus. If you try, they will drag you down to the world of guilt and shame, and that's not a world you want to live in. So just understand your own unconditionally loving perspective and lead by example. You don't need to try to convince others to come over to the unconditional camp. That would be like turning traitor to most people. They are happy with their conditional love and agreement world, and your world is just some foreign, selfish, weird, new age, culty, scary world. You see, everyone is just looking for security and clarity. They want to believe they are right. People want to feel secure, and agreements make people feel secure. The agreement that religions make to worship God makes people feel secure. It takes their fears of punishment and non-existence away. It takes the pain of separation away, because most people feel separate from God. And by worshiping God, they feel some degree of reconnection. And they feel separate from each other. People feel alone because they feel separate from God. And vows and agreements help them feel some degree of connection to each other and a connection to God. Agreements to act in certain ways to the tribe maintains their feeling of connection to other people in the tribe. Marriage is an agreement between two people, their religion, the witnesses, God, so that everyone can feel some degree of connection to God and community and security, etc. But these agreements are pale in comparison to the profound, intimate connection to God, source, that is possible on a more individual level when a person connects to their own source. That is, of course, the goal and intention of more esoteric spirituality, the proverbial goal of enlightenment. But there are unlimited pathways to the top of the mountain. And even in fundamentalist religion, some people are able to connect to their own source. They're able to reconnect to God. And that reconnection has nothing to do with any agreement they have made with anyone, or even some mythical agreement they have made with God. Because God's source does not need to make agreements. God's source always feels connected to us. It is only we who feel disconnected from God. So your happiness quotient will be to the degree that you give other people the power over your happiness. If your happiness is dependent on the actions of others, especially towards you, you are in for a world of pain. Because it's not other people's job to make you happy. It's their job to make themselves happy. And everyone will ultimately make that choice and leave you high and dry. Everyone will always selfishly do whatever they need to do to ensure their own happiness. And that is how it should be. But looking towards others to ensure your own happiness is a pretty old and strong pattern in most of our lives. There's a lot of momentum there because we've been trained by society to act that way. So what's the key to get out of this prison? How can I give up my addiction to looking at what other people are doing to make me happy? The master key of freedom is surrender. What can you do that takes the pressure away? Surrender. Surrender to Source and the universe. Or if you prefer, surrender to God, because God, Source, the universe, has everything under control. Your Source knows what you want and knows how to get you there. And Source always loves you unconditionally. So what will always give you relief? Surrender. Letting go and surrendering to your awesome creative power. Surrendering to your unlimited immortality. Surrendering to your divinity. Surrendering your desire to control. There is no leverage in trying to control people and circumstances with agreements and judgments. Your biggest leverage is your ability to surrender to your own source, to allowing the universe to give you whatever you want without exerting pressure upon yourself to prove your worth by how good you can stick to agreements. Surrender is your key to happiness. Surrender is your key to wealth. Surrender is your key to health. Surrender is the key to everything that you want, because everything that you desire is who and what you already are. You are already love, health, wealth, abundance, happiness, joy, etc. You don't have to try to get those things by making agreements with people or trying to control people and situations to get those things. All you have to do is surrender to them. Just let go, surrender, and let the blessings fall. For me, it's surrender and let the people who are self-empowered and who want more self-empowerment just come to me. I've just got to get out of my own way and stop damming the river of abundance with my demands upon others that they should act like I want them to, so I can be happy. And just let the unlimited river of abundance bring me everyone and everything that I desire. So apply that to yourself. What demands upon others are you using to dam your river of abundance that is blocking the river from giving you what you want? Surrender your desires to make everyone else responsible for your happiness and you being responsible for theirs, and let the river of abundance flow every dream and desire you have to you. Stop using everyone and everything outside of you as your excuse to not get what you want. And start making your happiness your excuse to get everything and anything that you want. And in regards to other people and situations, start making the wonderful goodness of people, the aspects of everyone and everything that are easy to love and appreciate, be your excuse to be happy. One of my favorite tools of happiness is travel in nature. I love using travel in nature and adventure and fun as my excuse to be happy. But I don't need these things to make me happy. I'm happy so I attract beautiful travel, nature, flora, fauna, etc. into my life, not the opposite. And that is the final key to your happiness, fulfillment, your connection to Source, to God, to the universe of creation, to yourself, and to manifesting all of your dreams and desires into your physical reality. And that is, get happy first. Then everything you want will come to you. Get happy, and you have opened the floodgates of abundance. I don't create what I want so I can be happy. I get happy so I can just be happy. But also to create what I want, which makes me more happy, which helps me create more of what I want, which makes me more happy, etc. And then my entire life is one non-stop joyful adventure after another. Now, if you want your life to be one nonstop, joyful, abundant adventure after another, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info, and I'll give you a free consultation on how you can achieve that. So I hope you enjoyed this video. Please share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. And please check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, and products, and coaching and support for your empowerment to help you create your dreams into physical reality at sakiron.com. Go get yourself a copy of my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Sakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!